the greatest personalities of radio, opera, the concert hall, Broadway, and the nightclubs with the orchestra and chorus conducted by Mr. J. Blackton in The Music America Loves Best. Your host on this program is Louis Calhern, noted actor of Broadway and Hollywood. Here is Mr. Calhern.
Thank you. It's nice of you to welcome us into your home this holiday season. First and foremost, there's our guest of honor, Yehudi Menuhin, whose genius on the violin has been acclaimed around the world. Mr. Menuhin will play the third movement of Mendelssohn's Concerto in E minor, which I consider a rare Christmas gift. I'm sure many of you received a card this Christmas, or some past Christmas, that shows a group of singers standing in the snow, well muffled against the frosty night, singing carols.
God rest you, merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day, to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy, oh, tidings of comfort and joy. From God our Heavenly Father a blessed angel came, and unto certain shepherds brought tidings of the same, of that in Bethlehem was born the Son of God by name. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy, oh, tidings of comfort and joy. Now to the Lord sing praises on you within this place, and with true love and brotherhood each other now embrace. This holy time of Christmas all other doth efface. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy, oh, tidings of comfort.
Come, let us adore.
Little Jack Horner sat in a corner eating a Christmas pie. He put in his thumb and pulled out a plum and said, "What a good boy am I." We hope you'll pardon us our touch of conceit if, like Little Jack Horner, we say, "What a good boy am I." Because the plum in our Christmas pie today is a musical treat as rare as it is beautiful. In the third movement of the Mendelssohn Concerto in E minor, Mr. Menuhin.
Thank you.
I'd like to pay a tribute to our guest, Yehudi Menuhin. He has faced all the hardship and privation of wartime travel to bring his glorious music to our men fighting overseas. He's played in Nissen huts on the frozen Aleutians. He was close behind our troops when they landed in France. And liberated Paris heard in his music the promised fruits of freedom. Yehudi Menuhin shares his talent with us as he plays Novacek's brilliant Perpetual Motion. The serene beauty of Schubert's Ave Maria is as enduring as time itself. The simplicity of its melody has meaning for every man of every race and creed. Yehudi Menuhin tells me it was a favorite of our boys wherever he played, from the barren outposts of the Aleutians to the sweltering mess halls of Panama and Trinidad. Mr. Adolf Bala, who traveled with Mr. Menuhin, is at the piano. And we hear Ave Maria played by Yehudi Menuhin just as thousands of our boys far from home have heard him play it. Thank you. I'd like to bring to mind again that Christmas card. The one with the carolers standing in the snow singing Christmas songs. It's a pleasant picture.
Weekly kings of Orient are bearing gifts we traverse afar. Field and fountain, moor and mountain, following yonder star.
Armed Forces Radio Service.